Thanks for coming, everyone. I know this meeting was called at very short notice, and I appreciate you all taking the time to attend. Unfortunately, this is probably not going to be a particularly happy meeting, since I've gathered you all here to speak to you about some serious concerns I have regarding our workplace health and safety. Now, I know you're all well aware of the fact that we have certain rules and regulations we have to follow in order to keep everyone safe in the workplace. I'm sorry to say that I've become aware of several incidents in which employees simply haven't been following the rules. One of the most important rules we have is to wear gloves every time you're handling food. You all know why. It's an issue of hygiene. But some of you seem to be forgetting that the gloves need to stay on, not only when serving customers, but even when handling food containers, even if the food isn't exposed at all. For example, if you're transferring a bottle of soy sauce from the counter to the fridge, you need to keep your hands covered. Don't worry, I'm not going to name any names in this meeting, but I see a few guilty looks on some faces. So just make sure you remember from now on. A related rule is that long hair should always be tied back. Again, it's a cleanliness issue. No one wants to find a hair in their noodles, so keep your hair off your face and securely tied. That goes for boys and girls. Another thing I've noticed is that the serving area and kitchen aren't being kept as tidy as they should be. Now, I know I always nag you about cleaning up and putting things away as you go, and I know it's not always easy when you've got 10 customers lined up all wanting to be served straight away. But there are good reasons for having everything in its place. It saves us all having to hunt around for items like chopsticks and napkins when we need them. And it also ensures that there are no unexpected hazards lying about that could trip us up or hurt us. Just the other day, I saw poor Hassan get a nasty burn on his hand when someone left a fry pan on the counter instead of returning it straight to the kitchen. And I fell over just last week when someone spilled food on the floor and didn't clean it up right away. The final safety breach I need to talk to you about is the issue of people climbing up on benches and shelving to reach products. This should just never happen. It's a major danger, and there's no excuse for it when we have a step ladder for that purpose. I know it can be a hassle to have to get the ladder from out the back, but you're risking serious injury, even death, climbing on the furniture. I think you all know about the incident last week when one of our senior employees, who should know better, broke her wrist. She fell when she was trying to reach the plastic spoons on the top shelf. We're just lucky she didn't do worse damage to herself or to someone else. It's very disappointing that some of you are not following rules that you know are there to protect you. So I'd really like to see us all making a solid effort to do the right thing from now on. I'll be keeping an eagle eye on you all because it's just so important that we don't take shortcuts when it comes to safety. Obviously, my main concern is to keep you safe. But some of you might not realise that I can also be fined if it's found that the business isn't taking workplace health and safety seriously. So let's work together to turn this around and really improve our performance in this area. And before we finish up, I just want to add that in spite of these problems, the work of all of you has otherwise been fantastic. I'm really proud of this team, and I have absolute faith that you can all pull together to make sure Noodle Hut stays the number one food destination in the shopping centre.